T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Wayne Randazzo with me, and right now we welcome our next guest, Dr. David Hirschwerk, who is the Attending Infectious Diseases and Executive Vice Chair of Clinical Operations, the Department of Medicine at the North Shore University Hospital, LIJ Medical Center. I know that, Doctor, you have been in demand, as have many others, given the circumstances surrounding baseball. So let me just throw one right down the middle to you. Is it wise for Major League Baseball to try to start a season under these conditions?
Well, I think a lot of people want to see baseball and a lot of people want to see sports. And I think that the plan of being sure that people are tested and that there are safety plans in place with social distancing and frequent testing is going to give the best chance for this to be successful. Whether or not it is fully successful, I think only time will tell. But at least there's a plan in place to recognize the risks and be sure that the players have plans to separate both on the field and in the clubhouse and be sure that they're testing regularly so that they can detect any sparks before it becomes a real firestorm.
What would you, as an expert in this field, what would it take for you to step in and say, hey, you know, maybe now is the time to pause things or to just cancel all of this, that it is starting to turn into a firestorm? What would that look like?
Yeah, so I think it really depends upon what the results of our testing show. And I think it's hard to really know what the answer to that is. I think we would anticipate as the players return that if you start to test large groups of people, you're going to identify people that are positive. And so the plan naturally is to isolate those people, test their contacts, and then really try to get to the point where you're not having any players or staff be positive and really try to contain it in that way. I think if those efforts, which really are intensive efforts to make this successful, if that really is not successful, and despite all of the testing that it seems that the virus starts to spread, you know, there's going to be no choice but to shut things down. I just don't know what those numbers are.
We're talking to Dr. David Hirschwerk of the North Shore University Hospital, LIJ Medical Center. And doctor, I know that you pick up the papers every day and you see this huge rise in cases over the last couple of weeks. Reports are that it's up to 82% higher over the last 14 days. And obviously that's going to scare a lot of people. If you were going to try to calm a little bit of the panic mentality down, is it fair to say that now that more people have been and are being tested, that those numbers are misleading, or are those figures exactly what they purport to be?
No, those numbers are sobering, and the numbers are going up. There's no question about it. When you hear an increase of 82% overall in the country, not in the New York region, but overall in the country, I mean, there's a lot of concern hearing those numbers. Yes, there is more testing, and that's important to continue to do testing. But around the country, not only is there more testing happening, but there's a higher percentage of those tests are coming back positive. So this is real. There's no question that the virus is spreading. Certainly in the New York region, we have things under control at the moment, but it is concerning looking around and seeing what's happening in other parts of the country.
When we've learned things about the virus and about how it affects people, you know, we know that certainly elderly are more at risk. People with pre-existing conditions are seemingly more at risk. Does it at least give you some sense of calm about sports returning, that the players are younger, healthier people, that these guys are professional athletes, they're in their 20s and 30s, and that maybe they can fight this thing off a little bit better than maybe some others?
Yes, I think that there's no question that that young people in general tend to do well, though there are certainly young people who can become very sick with this illness. But there are staff on the teams that are not quite as young that have to be, you know, we have to be mindful of. And then, you know, there's families of the players as well. So, yes, in general, young people do well, certainly better than older individuals. But even young people can get into trouble with this, and certainly young people who have underlying medical conditions can also struggle if they become infected.
Doctor, before we let you go, one last question. I can't expect you to be prescient, but in your expert opinion, can they pull this season off from start to finish without interruption?
I think they can. I think it is going to be very challenging to do that. I think that it's going to depend upon several things, and that's going to be continuing to do all the testing that they have in place to really be able to, in a timely way, isolate the people that become infected, to be successful with their contact tracing, and to really have the players and the staff on the teams adhere to the social distancing, both in the complexes and particularly out of the complexes. And I think that's a real challenge. And to continue to have that happen over an extended period of time and to really keep the pressure up is important. And, you know, it's one thing in the New York area right now where, again, the prevalence is low, and I think those teams have an advantage to start with because of the low prevalence. But, you know, really what you want to do is have these teams test early on, identify the folks that are positive, isolate them, then get your team to really low or hopefully zero levels, and essentially putting a virtual bubble around them where they're not having much contact with outside people, and then still continuing to test those people. And I think then if that is all done, then I think that there is a chance, but it is a challenge. Everything with this virus has been a challenge from the very beginning.
Dr. David Hirschwerk, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
My pleasure to be with you.